Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We go right to the front lines of history in the making. A lot of it is in the making. A lot of it was made last night. Where to start? I'll tell you where I'm going to start. This is kind of a strange, sad story. Remember a guy named Michael Avenatti. Michael Avenatti is a lawyer, and he represented Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels in her claims against Donald Trump. In the process, he started to sniff around and say he might run for president. And at least one CNN anchor host interviewing him said, you know, I have you on the list as people who could be president. He was flying high, but he did a few dumb things, a lot of dumb things. One of them, he tried to extort Nike. He asked for millions of dollars from Nike, maybe to fund his kind of fledgling presidential campaign, who knows, saying that he could ruin Nike's reputation if they didn't pay him money. By the way, that's a felony. Extortion is a felony. It's a very hard felony to prove. I mean, there are a lot of people who will get angry and say, if you don't do this, I'm going to do this. Not every statement like that is a felony, but some are. This was high profile. Nike took it to the DA, took it to the prosecutors. He was also accused of stealing a book advance from Stormy Daniels. She wrote a book or was going to write a book. Very, very common for lawyers to have money deposited in their trust accounts for the benefit of their clients. This is very common in settlements, for instance, of lawsuits. And every lawyer admitted to the bar, for instance, in Wisconsin, has to disclose to the state bar the bank number and bank in which they have a trust account. And they can't use that trust account as a piggy bank. They can't borrow from it. They can't use it to pay office expenses. They can't draw on it and then say, okay, I'll pay it back. They can't do that. That will get you disbarred. It may get you criminally prosecuted. And somehow Avenatti got hold of this book advance, and who knows whether he stole it or whether he borrowed against it or momentarily used it or whatever it was, but he was facing a lot of jail time. He just got into a settlement agreement, a plea bargain. He was sentenced to 30 months in jail. That's 2.5 years. Now, 2.5 years in a prison is a lot of time. Let me be blunt, okay? But it's also not the end of the world. You come out after 2.5 years, your lawyer, you're disbarred. You got to find another way to make a living, but you haven't tied up the next 30 years. I think he was smart in doing what he did. They had the goods on him. But this is a guy that never should have been considered for president. And as a lawyer, I think he got dazzled, absolutely dazzled by celebrity. Stormy Daniels was a celebrity. She's now claiming she was a victim of him and all of that. But he played fast and loose with his legal practice. And he was flying high. And I think he saw Trump doing that as president. I think he saw Giuliani seemingly getting away with it and so forth, and he thought he'd be one of the elect that did it. Well, he is one of the elect. He's one of the elect that's going to prison, along with Manafort and Cohen and some of the others, all of whom are out of prison, either because they were pardoned like Manafort or like Cohen agreed to cooperate and testify against Trump. So Michael Avenatti, that case is closed. Not going to be running for president anytime soon. Being the who's gal for 2.5 years. I take no pleasure at that. I don't take pleasure at anybody going to prison. But this particular guy for extorting Nike, allegedly stealing the book advance from Stormy Daniels and some other financial improprieties, is going to jail. Another nut, Matt Gaetz. You know, I'm almost tired of talking about Matt Gaetz. I don't even think, quite frankly, Matt Gaetz is going to be around to talk about much longer. He had an accomplice, his so-called wingman, who just had his sentencing postponed yet again. He agreed to plead guilty to some felonies in return for leniency and cooperating with the government. And the only person he could possibly cooperate against is Matt Gaetz. The two of them are in on it together, the trafficking. It's not a good sign for Matt Gaetz that his accomplice, his running dog, his fellow traveler, is getting his sentencing postponed. And I'll tell you why. When the government agrees to postpone a sentencing and an entry of a, based on an entry of a plea, it's because the guy is still cooperating. He has still more to tell them. And the problem for the government is once he pleads guilty and they give him a very short or reduced sentence, he has no incentive to cooperate anymore. That's a done deal. That under the Fifth Amendment, it would be double jeopardy if they then try to go after him again or try to unravel it saying he didn't cooperate. It's much too complex. And so what they say, okay, we agree to extend it another 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, and we're going to keep sweating you and get a lot more details about Matt Gaetz and how the whole thing worked. So Matt Gaetz is thrashing around looking for any possible defense, anything that will help him. You know, there's a famous saying by an Islamic caliph, Mahmud II, I think in the 17th century, he once said, a drowning man will clutch even at a snake. If you're in the middle of the ocean, you're drowning, and you get your hands on a snake, it's not going to do you any good, but you'd rather hold on to that than just go right down right away. And of course, you're not going to go right down right away. Well, that is what Matt Gaetz is doing, and here's what he just did. It had been rumored that he would nominate Donald Trump for Speaker of the House. We spoke about that before. He just confirmed that when he gets back to Congress, in the new Congress, which he won't be in because by then it'll be November of 22, may not even get reelected, and he certainly won't be around in January of 23 to get sworn in. But he claims that he would nominate Donald Trump for House Speaker. Now, let's unpack that a little bit. First of all, that ain't going to happen. He knows it. He's not going to be around to nominate anybody, and nobody's going to vote for Donald Trump in the House of Representatives to be Speaker. He's doing it for fundraising purposes. He sends out fundraising emails. You know, quote, if you agree with me that Donald Trump should be Speaker of the House, send me $10 or $100 and check the box that says it's monthly. Monthly. Now, people who are true Trump cultists, who've really drunk the Kool-Aid, anything that looks like it legitimizes Trump, puts him back in some position of power, is going to get a favorable reaction. You raise a lot of money off of this stuff, as stupid as it sounds. If you got an email like that, not only might you not support Trump, but you go, come on, come on. Why should I send Matt Gaetz $10 or $100 just because he says this? But I'll tell you what, something like 30% of the electorate and of the Republican electorate are Trump cultists, and he is raising money off of this. This is for his campaign account, and more importantly, probably he'll convert it into his defense account. The second thing is, you might say, well, what do you mean Trump's not in Congress? I mean, how can he be Speaker? Here's the strange, sad answer. You do not have to be in Congress to be the Speaker of the House. You do not have to be an elected member of Congress. They can pick whoever they want as Speaker of the House to wield the gavel. If they're not in Congress, they cannot vote, but the Speaker of the House doesn't vote anyway. In a real pinch, if it were an exact tie vote, say it was something like 222 to 223, can the Speaker come in and tie it up? No. Now, what if it's 222 to 222 and somebody abstained? By the way, there are 435 seats in the House of Representatives. I think the Speaker can vote. It's very rare. Basically, the Speaker wields a gavel, appoints committee chairs, and gets a lot of publicity. The second thing that is very foolish on Trump's part, somebody, when this thing first cropped up, some reporter said to him, well, what about that? Are you going to run for Congress? And Trump foolishly, and say, you know, he'd been president of the United States. He's in terrible criminal jeopardy. His only slight hope is to keep prominent in the public eye and maybe run again for president. Said, well, you know, that's a possibility, and or some words to that effect. Well, the minute you diminish yourself like that, you're a former president. John Quincy Adams, that was president, was beaten, and then he went into the House of Representatives. That was very rare, and he had very little influence whatsoever. So Trump, by doing that, diminished, I think, whatever sad small chance he had of running again for president. And secondly, it just diminished him in people's esteem. They're starting to drift away. DeSantis in Florida is starting to separate from him in a clumsy, weird way, even though he still sucks up to him on some things. So that's what's happening out there. Matt Gaetz touting Trump for Speaker of the House. Why is he doing it? He's in deep trouble, and he needs attorney's fees, and he's fundraising off it. So if you see anything like that, that's the background. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.